This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
About to commence tomorrow. How about a high of 61? And Aaron, you were just talking to Ellen Gamble, who's going to be back on Monday from her post-holiday vacay, who's in FLA. It's not much warmer there.
That's what she just said. She said, you know, word on the street is we kind of have the same weather, which is kind of cool.
Well, there you go. So that should make you feel good. And if you're looking for something to do starting tomorrow, it's the original Pittsburgh RV show, 2 weekends, the longest running indoor RV show in the country at the David Lawrence Convention Center. And we have the man behind it all, Randy Giancola, who is the producer. We've known Randy for many years, who joins us and getting ready. Obviously, he's in the midst of putting the final touches on getting this together. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how many years for you?
Oh, it's the 59th year of the show. I don't really want to give up my age, but I was following my daddy around here when the show was at the Armory in Pittsburgh.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's been a few semesters. Okay, but I get it. All right, so every year for 59 years, the latest technology and all that goes with it in RVs, but it's not just RVs, is it?
No, it's not. I'm walking around. There's so much to do to get ready to open this show tomorrow at noon. I'm walking around beautiful boats right now. Lunds, Harris, pontoon boats, Aleras, electric bike and scooter guy coming. I see some golf carts off in the distance. See a bunch of signs for all of our local campgrounds. And if I just duck my head out into the show hall, I'm going to see over 400 RVs on display by over a dozen dealers. It's the only multi-dealer show this time of the year in Pittsburgh. They're all competing to get your business, and the way they get the people's business is to have a very, very, very attractive price.
Yeah, and you've also got golf carts, e-bike, scooters too, and as you love to say, you're stacking them high, letting them fly. But you make a good point, though, and that is, in an environment like this, everybody wants to get you to get their product, so you can make some pretty good deals, I would imagine.
Exactly. With over a dozen dealers at the show, you know, if 200 buyers walk in, those dealers think it's a failure if they don't sell all 200. So they'll do whatever they can do. And we all know that price is a driving factor, along with the floor plan and the color and the features. So the dealers have manufacturer reps on site. The banks will be offering special finance rates. I mean, these dealers are hyped up. This is what kicks off their year. And, you know, when I was in the business, and what the dealers are telling me today is that if we have a great Pittsburgh RV show, we're going to have a great year. It's kind of a barometer east of the Mississippi on how the RV business is going to be for the year.
So it's 3 days this weekend, tomorrow through Sunday, and then 3 days next weekend. And that said, let's talk about getting people in the door. You have all kind of options, including a skip the line option.
Oh, yeah. And they go to my website, pittrvshow.com. Click on the little ticket. You can buy tickets online, where you can just breeze right in, or you can buy tickets here at the box office. We're hyped up. I heard you mention before I came on, 61 degrees tomorrow.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's camping weather. Come on out and look at RVs. You don't have to fight any snow or ice. And, you know, we're ready to go through the weekend. I know there's a Steeler playoff game. I talked to Mr. Goodell to get that game moved to Monday, so come on out to the RV show on Sunday.
Ah, that's beautiful, because you're right. If that game was Sunday at 1, it would be hard to get more people in, but that works out perfectly for you. So adults, $15, seniors, 55 plus, 12, first responders, active military with valid ID, 12, kids 6 to 16, $6, and then children 5 and under are free. Tickets available either online, as Randy said, at PittRVShow.com or at the Convention Center box office, the David Lawrence Convention Center, and some early bird discounts Friday at noon to 4. You can get half price tickets. That's your cheat code. But Randy, before you go, tell me about some of the new innovations, because each and every year with the technological advances in everything, surely that translates into RVs.
The craziest thing I saw is a destination trailer, which is, it's made to be towed and parked in a campground and you drive back and forth to it. But on the back, it has a double decker deck with a spiral staircase that goes to the top deck.
Ah.
So the dealer was putting the final touches on it. You know, soon after we hang up, I'm going to run out there and take a look at that. I saw that. I'm seeing signs for Wi-Fi extenders. I'm seeing fancy lighting on the outside, red, white, and blue lights. I think it may be for the country's 250th birthday, underneath awnings. I mean, there's just so many neat things to see this year.
Over 350,000 square feet of RVs, 9 acres. And again, it all starts tomorrow at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Light trailers, trailers, fifth-wheel trailers, destination trailers, toy haulers, Class ABC motorhomes. What's the most expensive one, though, if you had a lot of loot?
Yep. If you would have hit that Mega Millions or Powerball that was up there, my friends from Duncansville, Pennsylvania, Ainsley RV, they have the most expensive travel trailer in the show. It's the iconic Silver Bullet Airstream, and they have a Newmar 42-foot tag axle Ventana diesel pusher. Now, they haven't unlocked the door for me to get in there yet, but I'm going to guess that it's between $350,000 and $400,000.
Well, I'll tell Marty Griffin. He'll take two. Meanwhile,
excellent.
Get your tickets, pittrvshow.com. Randy Giancola, I know you're excited. Congratulations and good luck with this year's show.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate you having me.
We are also going to talk to a second-generation employee at the Post-Gazette right after the news at 9:30. His parents actually met there working each individually, and then he ended up working there as well. And obviously, the history of the Post-Gazette goes back 240 years. Many questions remain after the publishing date and operations end on May 3rd, Paul. Is a city of our size should have a newspaper of some sort, right, or a resource. So we're going to have to do an additional job, especially in the morning here, and making sure we keep people up to date on all that's going on around the region.
And I wonder, Larry, a couple of things. Will someone come along and try to save the PG? Is that something that might happen? And if that doesn't happen, to what extent will the Tribune Review fill that void? How many people from the Post-Gazette may wind up migrating there?
The Tribune Review does not publish a paper in the city of Pittsburgh, so technically we don't have a published newspaper, or won't after May 3rd, but you bring up a good point. you still want to have coverage of different reporters from all different disciplines. What I wanted to ask Bill Hillgrove, and unfortunately we ran out of time, we talked to Bill last hour, was his thoughts on the impact of losing the sports reporters from the Post-Gazette.
Yeah, I think, Larry, one thing that stood out at me in the last few days, another newspaper, a big one, a giant newspaper in a top 10 market, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is no longer publishing a paper. It's all electronic. And I would imagine that most of the PG's traffic now in terms of readers is by their app or their website. And I would say the same probably is true of the Trib Total Media and their newspaper offering. We use the word newspaper, but really it's kind of archaic now, isn't it?
Yeah, and what struck me just from a historical standpoint is when you're talking about an institution that has existed for 240 years, 10 shy of the history of this country, you're wondering, this is such a dynamic change. How will this change how people get certain information? And what we have also learned with the addition of AI is the videos and some of the things people see on social media that they take as truth and fact are not either.
See, and that's one of the things that I like about the doing of journalism is that we have to check things out first before we tell people about them. Or we have to be getting our information from sources who we trust and have been reliable so that we don't have to come on the air or issue reprints of stories that change basic important facts. But when you have people spinning things in the wrong direction with phony video.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
On social media, it doesn't help.
And they're getting better and better at this AI stuff because it's almost, and I ask all the time, when I see something, is this real? And some of that's been true in the last few months with things that are posted. So my point is, a lot of people don't differentiate between the two. So they
see why they would do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it to some level, it's understandable because no longer do people sit down and read the paper because Post-Gazette only published twice a week. The Trib doesn't publish in Pittsburgh. They do have some of the satellite communities outside of the region, particularly in Greensburg for the Trib. But that company was propped up financially by the late billionaire Mr. Scaife, right?
Yes, he wanted a conservative newspaper
right.
Available in the Pittsburgh area.
So that was his voice. But he put the money in to keep it rolling.
And I assume that, you know, that it's a similar story. I mean, Block Communications in their announcement yesterday said that the newspaper has lost $350 million in the last 20 years. That works out to about $17 million a year. They also own the Toledo Blade. I don't know if it's profitable or a money loser there as well, but how much longer could they go on losing $17 million a year?
I don't know.
you know, irrespective of their difficulties with the union.
Much about the Block family, but yeah, it's a pretty simple equation. If you are spending more than you make, that's bad, no matter, especially for that long. But they're not the only ones, to your point. In Atlanta and all over the country, we've seen newspapers just disappear.
Yes, I've watched it happen in New Orleans with a great newspaper known as the Times-Picayune. They have a website for news there called NOLA.com. It's connected to the paper. And they stopped publishing papers for the most part and then resumed publishing them like the PG did, I think, on one or two days a week. So what we're witnessing is going on all over the country.
And it will be interesting to hear from somebody we're going to talk to right after the news update, Paul, with you at 9:30, who's a second-generation employee of the Post-Gazette, where his parents met.
You know, I'm reminded, too, in recent months, Marty Griffin has been talking about the dearth of journalism and his concerns about this. And so this just underlines what he's been saying all along.
It would have been unimaginable for many years to think that we wouldn't have newspapers like that's part of the Constitution is freedom of the press.
Mm-hmm. And something as a sidebar on all of this, I read the PG with the PG Reader on my phone. They have an app. And just yesterday, I noticed that they had updated the app. It's a little bit easier now to navigate. And I'm thinking, what a shame that this is going away.
I got to tell you, though, because I subscribe to the Post-Gazette, that app is very cumbersome sometimes.
It can be, but the way they've rearranged it, I kind of like it now.
Well, it's kind of late in the game,
isn't
it?
That's what I'm... Right, exactly.
Although I find the Tribune Review pretty easy to navigate, and they've been doing the digital thing probably longer.
And by the way, Doug Oster, the journalist and gardening expert that we also share with the Post-Gazette on our Sunday show,
When we all heard that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette will no longer publish final edition and ceasing operations on May 3rd after 240 years. And I reached out to Josh Axelrod, who I met several years ago, and his name very familiar in this community. His parents worked at the Post-Gazette, and Josh is an award-winning writer as well, now doing work in Swickley with the Lindsay Theater. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Larry. I wish I was just here to talk about movies.
Yeah, I'm a movie fan and a buff, and I know you have a passion for that. But also, when I read your social media post, I really felt for you because the emotions run high, especially since you have famous parents that spent their careers at the Post-Gazette.
Yeah, and thank you for that. I do want to start off by saying that whatever I was feeling yesterday paled in comparison to the people directly affected by this news. I mean, I haven't worked at the Post-Gazette since May 2024, but as you said, it's really important to my family's legacy. I would say it was a big jumpstart to my current professional journey. Yeah, a lot going on.
So tell us about your parents, because I think it's important people to know that this runs deep, obviously, in your family, and both your parents individually are well-known in their own right.
Yeah, sure. It's funny. Not everybody knows that my mother is Sharon Everson because she still uses her maiden name most of the time. But yeah, she was at the Post-Gazette for, I want to say, 40 or so years before she retired in, I think it was either 2020 or 2021. She started out in sports there. I think she was the first woman in sports at the Post-Gazette. And then she eventually transitioned over to features and then was doing a lot of theater criticism before she retired. And my late father, Phil Axelrod, was a sports reporter at the Post-Gazette for 37 years, I want to say, before he retired in the early 2010s. And I sometimes glibly say I would not exist without the Post-Gazette, but it's kind of objectively true.
Yeah, I mean, no, I get what you're saying 100%. From a practical standpoint, obviously many newspapers around the country have gone the same way, and the fate has been fatal to many. Is there any chance, do you see, that somebody might come in and swoop in and resurrect this?
I will say, I thought yesterday was a little too early to start talking about that because there are a lot of people, you know, hurting and grieving and really scared about what's coming next for them. But I will also say there's certainly been some discussion already about the fact that Pittsburgh has a pretty robust foundation community that one would think wouldn't want Pittsburgh to stay a city without a paper of record for long. There are certainly some people with money with ties to Pittsburgh who also might feel that way. So you never know. I certainly don't want to provide any false hope because I don't have any inside information, but I would love that. I would love something good to come of all of this because right now it's hard to see much good.
And hard to imagine after 240 years, just 10 years shy of the country's birthday, the Post-Gazette has been operational. What does this do to freedom of the press and journalism?
I don't want to be the arbiter of those things, but it certainly isn't great for either of those things. It's just a really, really unfortunate situation. There are so many incredible journalists who worked at the Post-Gazette. I had the immense privilege and pleasure of working with a lot of them and even getting to know them. As a kid, my parents would take me to the newsroom all the time. So I got to know a lot of people that way. And then working with them, it was really, really cool to see how incredible they were up close. I hope that everybody affected by this gets whatever they want for the rest of their lives, whether that's to stay in journalism, whether that's to move on. But I think wasn't necessarily your question, but this is just, it's going to impact Pittsburgh immensely, not just in the sense that, again, we're about to become a city without a paper of record, but also in the sense that a lot of really good, talented communications professionals might be on the verge of leaving Pittsburgh. Who knows? Like, who knows where their journeys are going to take them now? And it's just, again, it's really sad and unfortunate.
It comes at a really bad time because a lot of other things around the city are trending up. And, you know, maybe the heart of a city has always been a good journalistic paper of record, as you said. What do you say about the Tribune Review doesn't publish in Pittsburgh, but they still have a digital platform? Maybe someone can save the Post-Gazette that way.
Again, I have no inside information. I don't know what the right answer is to that question. I will say that, like, the Trib does a great job. I have no problems with their coverage. In my capacity with the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center, I talk to the Trib a lot. They cover us very well. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know if the Post-Gazette in its current form should be saved. I don't know if something else just should come up and take its place. So we're just going to have to wait and see on that one. But again, I sincerely hope that Pittsburgh can't remain a city without a major paper of record for long. It just can't. Like, it's really hard for Pittsburgh to call itself a major city without a paper of record. There's no other way to say that.
Josh, I appreciate your time this morning, and we'll all be waiting to see what happens next, and hopefully something does. But in the meanwhile, as it is today, Post-Gazette will cease operations May 3rd. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Josh Axelrod, a second-generation employee, former employee of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Where do we go from here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.